call you my God, Lord, because you gave me life. And I thank you. I ask thee, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your anointing fall on me. Let me yield myself as your humble servant. Let the words of my mouth be that that you shall speak through me. That I, Father, shall decrease as you increase. That as your word goes forth, Lord, that your spirit, it goes through the sanctuary. It touches every heart and soul. Even those, Lord, that are not present, they hear this word, Lord. Let it touch them. And let it bless, Lord, in the manner that you choose for it to be blessed. And we thank you. Amen. If y'all could turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 3. And if you don't mind, please stand for the reading of the word. When praises go up,
blessings come down.
We'll begin reading at chapter 13. It's only two verses, 13 and 14. And when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And if you need a few more moments, say hold up. We'll keep flipping pages. I hear you. And it reads, I'll be reading out of the NIV. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent you. You may be seated. The Lord gave me a topic today. I know a man. If we look back and we think back when we were younger, our dad was the greatest thing. He made no mistakes. Anything we need, he could do it. If we broke something, he fixed it. If we were scared, he comforted us. If we needed guidance, he showed us and told us which way to go and what the best way to do it was. But when the button popped off our shirt, he said, go tell your mom. So we know the story about Moses when he was called by the Lord. He tried everything he could to get out of it. But he was thinking about his own ability. He wasn't thinking about what the Lord could do. And the Lord assured him that he would be with him the whole way. The whole time he would be with him. He wouldn't go through anything without him there. And it's the same with us. When the Lord calls us or wants us to do something, we make up excuses. I can't, I don't know how, I'm not able, why do you call me?
Go ahead.
And my very favorite, God, give me a sign. And then when the Lord sends somebody by, that you don't even know, he says, it's okay. And you immediately, Lord, is that you? Give me another sign. The word says two is a confirmation.
Yeah.
And then when you send somebody else by to give you that confirmation, you still say, Lord, is that you? That's what we do. We need to just listen, be attentive, and hear him. He's not going to tell us anything wrong. When we gave our life to him, we told him he could use us. So let's stop making excuses. So in Deuteronomy 31, he tells us that he will go before us, he will go with us, he will not fail, he will not leave us. Do not fear, and do not be dismayed. Ain't nothing left. He's covered it all. So why do we still fear when he calls us? See, fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is when you're afraid to step out and do something. Faith is when you believe God's word and you step out on his word and you do it. Faith only comes by hearing the word of God. And we are to walk by faith and not by sight. Did you know fear not is in the Bible 365 times. That's once for every day of the year. So we can repeat one of them every day, knowing that we have nothing to fear. Because he's with us. Deuteronomy 1 and 30 says he fights our battles. So we ain't got to worry about a fight. 7 Chronicles says stand firm and hold your position. So if he's fighting our battles and all we have to do is stand, then we just wait and let him do his work. But he's going to take care of it. He already said he's going before us. He's fighting the battle. The word even says the battle is not ours, but the Lord. It says trust in him with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And when you've stood and stood and stood and you're still going through it, stand some more and stay on his word. Because he's got it in control. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to have opposition in his life. And more so as Christians. So I just want to give you a little bit of encouragement for when opposition comes. I got a few scriptures here for you. John 6:35 says, I am the bread of life. So he is our spiritual provision that sustains us. He gave the Israelites now in the desert, in the wilderness. So what more can he do for us when we're going through our troubles? John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. So that means he's a lamp unto our feet, a guide for our path. John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. He will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. So there's nothing that we can even ask for that he can't give. That's what a shepherd is. A shepherd supplies everything that his sheep needs. He stands in the way when the enemy comes. He fights the enemy off. He gives you food. He gives you rest. He gives you peace. And he comforts you. That is our God. Isaiah says that I am he that comforts you. That means when something's going on in your life, he gives you strength and he is your salvation.
Amen.
Yeah. Jeremiah 1:8 says, I am he that delivers. For the peace of God will keep your hearts in mind. Mm-hmm. So he sustains us as long as we keep our mind on him. Our hearts will be in peace. Our mind will be at rest. Jeremiah 3:12. I am merciful. He is faithful and just to forgive us. So no matter what we do, there's always somebody that's done something worse than we have. And he'll forgive us for everything that we can do. He said he is with us to save us. So we just trust in the Lord. For he is a help in time of need. No matter what the situation is, he is there. David said when he was in the cave that he was there with him. That he couldn't hide from him. So he's always with us. He knows our troubles. See, we serve a God that can be who he wants, what he wants, when he wants. Because I know a man that when you're sick, he will heal your body. I know a man that when your heart is troubled, he will comfort you. I know a man that if the pressures of life have gotten you down, he will sustain you and give you peace and rest in the midst of troubles. I know a man that if you have no food to eat, he will send food your way. I know a man that if you need money for your bills, he will fix your situation. I know a man, if you need a way to get to work, he will make a way for you out of nowhere. I know a man that can do all things. I know a man that there's nothing that he can't do. He'll touch you. He'll heal you. He'll keep you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll sustain you. So my God is an awesome God. He is the great I am. The one who is, was, and always will be.
Thank you, Lord.
There is no other. For I love my God. I love my God.